Kristen Reynolds is new to that job. Welcome to Chicago. I understand you have in-laws who live here and you have a child enrolled. Is it at Loyola?
At Loyola, that's right. I have great family roots in the Chicagoland area for sure. So I'm excited to be there.
That's wonderful. And boy, it's a job that demands you hit the ground running immediately, right?
You know, nothing like on day 11, having 1,000 people come to our annual meeting and presenting our year-end results, which were record-breaking, and then hosting 6,000 international delegates from around the world who represent about $26 billion in business with IPW. And then, of course, this week we have NASCAR, and we're also welcoming the Destinations International Annual Convention. So it has been quite a very fast-paced 7 weeks.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they hired you in January so you could have just slowly, you know, gotten used to it. But I think you're more than qualified.
Thank you. I really actually very much appreciate being acclimated during the Chicago summer.
Yeah, it's when everything is happening. How is it true that we get over 50 million visitors every year?
Yeah, actually over 55 million. And we're growing that number every year. So, you know, Chicago, and I've heard it even since being here from people from all over the world, people want to be in Chicago. All of our most recent convention and events, from the restaurant show to ASCO, which is a cancer convention, they're all having record-breaking attendance because Chicago is a place where people want to be.
Right, right. So what goals have been set for you or have you set for yourself in this role?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things I'd like to do, of course, as new to the organization. I'm looking at streamlining efficiencies. I am very set on utilizing technology and content creation to make sure that we're streamlining and we're innovating where we can and getting our message everywhere where content is being downloaded and delivered. It's just a very fast-paced world out there right now, and there are a lot of challenges in the tourism industry globally right now. So, you know, keeping everything steady and making sure that we don't lose ground so that we can continue to slowly make those inroads and continue, hopefully, to break records and drive economic impact for the city.
Chicago has sort of a reality situation conflicting with an impression situation. I didn't put that very eloquently, but you know what I mean, right? I mean, how do you dispel the impressions that are out there?
Right. I mean, we had a gubernatorial candidate who called us a hellhole. He wanted to be governor of the state, but he called us a hellhole for 6 consecutive months. And sometimes that sticks with people.
Well, yeah, I think it's important to differentiate a couple things. First of all, what we talk about as locals isn't necessarily what people think about or understand on the national or global level. So what we might say as locals, and listen, I came from New York, and it was very similar in New York. When I moved there from Arizona, and when I went to New York, people said, you know, no one wants to come to New York because of the taxes and the traffic. I'm like, people don't care about that from elsewhere. That's what we say as locals. So I think the real important message is to take our brand, and we just launched a brand new brand for the city. Chicago is never done, and we're never outdone. And I think that is a very important message to show. We are a city that's always changing, always evolving, always growing and thriving. When we build things, the world looks up, and we're never outdone. We're a city with a passion to win and to succeed, and it's okay to drop some of that Midwest humble and to brag about it. But what I do want to say, one of the things I stressed a lot in New York, and I will say it here in Chicago too, it's very important if we're going to be successful and if we love our city, that we as residents and as elected officials and as media speak positively about our city and talk about all the great things our city has to offer and don't take the bait and fuel that fire of negativity, because we want people to love Chicago as much as we do.
I told that gubernatorial candidate, I said, if you keep calling us a hellhole, the 5 million people in this Collar County are probably not going to vote for you. And he said, I beg to differ, and I need to point out, he's not the governor. So
I was going to say, I've never heard of him, so you must have been right.
But it's the suburbanites, it's people who live in the Collar Counties who have an instilled fear of what they say is danger in the city of Chicago. And I don't know if their numbers count when you're talking about people visiting the city, but heck, there are people that live 30 miles out that hesitate coming in.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I appreciate that. Again, very similar situation in New York, where you hear about things in the subway or in people, you know, and the suburban community is very important to our city, as well as our own local residents, and in particular during the low seasons when we're not getting the people coming from further away from international markets because, you know, they don't want to take a risk on the weather. That's when our local and regional audience becomes our number one visitor. So it's very important that we are speaking to them, talking about all the positive things that are happening in Chicago. And like I said, 55 million people a year are coming to Chicago and having wonderful, positive experiences. So, you know, all we can do is amplify that message.
I'm sorry if you covered this earlier, but we have a travel expert on from time to time who says that travel from Europe to the United States is down dramatically, that the Europeans aren't coming here into the States in general the way they have in the years past. Have you noticed that yet?
So in Chicago, we haven't seen quote unquote dramatic drops from Europe. We have seen slight declines. We have seen larger declines in Canada, certainly, and that's a very important international market for us. But what I would say to the travel expert and to you is the flip side is also correct. You're not seeing nearly as many Americans traveling internationally as well for a lot of reasons. So for us, there's a huge opportunity for, you know, Chicago to tap into those domestic travelers that are still looking for something exciting and wonderful to do in a shorter window and try to capture them as our visitors to help fill any of those voids.
It looks like Dalton has secured ownership of the Pope's childhood home. Obviously, a lot of people will make a pilgrimage, and I would imagine through Chicago. Is there any plan to, capitalize on that?
You know what? I saw that. That's great news. And yes, I mean, anytime that the Pope is now being called the Chicago Pope, I mean, Chicago is now on the tips of everyone's tongue talking about the Pope across the globe. It's a huge opportunity for us. So you'll already see on our website, you know, things that the Pope loves to do, his favorite places, and we're capitalizing on that. But also, you know, hey, I'm going to shoot for the stars. Let's have our first papal visit. Let's just have the Pope come himself and then see what he wants to do and capitalize on that. But we're very excited to have the Chicago Pope and think it's going to be a huge opportunity for our city.
Kristen, I know you're just you're getting your feet wet here. We did have the Pope visit in the 70s, Pope John Paul. But aside from that, one of the funny things about this area is that Chicagoans hate it when someone from outside the city says they're from Chicago, right? So you're born and raised in Wheaton and you say, where are you from? I'm from Chicago. Well, if you live in Rogers Park, you're like, you don't live in Chicago. You're from Wheaton, right? But now that the Pope is in the area, everyone from Chicago is perfectly willing to call him the Chicago Pope, even though he's from Dalton.
Yes. Well, listen, I learned that the hard way when I first got here, and I said, my husband's from Chicago, and people said, where? And I said, Woodridge, and they were like, that's not Chicago.
Right.
So I was very quickly educated to that. But yes, we want the Chicagoland area and the greater Chicago area. We'll claim everybody around as Chicagoans, and we hope that they all come to the city and spend their money, because last year that was about $20 billion in economic impact. And what that means is tax revenues. And if you're following what's happening on the federal level with the cuts, I mean, tourism is really what fuels those tax revenues and what provides those resources for so many of our civil services that we rely on as residents. And that's why we do it, is to drive economic vitality for our city and our residents.
Well, it really is nice to meet you. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day and joining us. We hope that you enjoy the NASCAR event, which is pretty much underway. And is there any chance it returns next year? Have we decided, or does San Diego grab it from us?
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. We love this event, but it was a first time event that Chicago created, and we were the starting point for it. And so if it crosses the finish line, there is no lack of demand for what we would do to fill that spot. But we certainly love NASCAR, and I'm excited to experience it for the first time. So hope to see you there.
Nice to meet you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
That's Kristen Reynolds, President and CEO of Choose Chicago.